Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
It's Frank Whaley, aka the Shah.
The Shah? Like of Iran?
You decide.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Frank.
Thank you.
It is Friday, March 17th.
My
Top
people
of the
are,
morning to ya.
My people are from Ireland.
That's what you say, but I have like all your family on Ancestry and I cannot find who in your family came from Ireland. If anyone is related to Frank Whaley and knows who came from Ireland, could you go to your email application and email us at whaleyfamilyhour@gmail.com and let me know, please? Thank you.
My family started the potato famine.
What do you mean they started it? It was the British that did that.
You want to hear some drummer news? News in the world of drummers?
Not really, but I guess I'll go for it. Sure.
Some may know that I used to play the drums. I used to be a drummer.
That's Frank playing drums for our like theme music.
In a band in New York in the 90s. And I still have some blisters on my fingers because the dickhead guy who was the lead singer, narcissist prick that he was, would abandon the stage and go out and like try to make out with women for hours on end while I had to sit back and play maniacally behind these drums, sweating through my shirt. Still got the damn blisters. But that aside, Def Leppard, you know the Def Leppard one-armed drummer?
Yeah.
His name is Rick Allen.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, but isn't that also the name of the guy who's been arrested for those murders in Delphi, Indiana? Is it the same guy? It's impressive for a one-armed man to play the drums. It would also be impressive for a one-armed man to abduct and murder two people at the same time.
That's right, Heather.
Cheers.
Cracking open my Guinness for St. Patty's. Hey, you want some?
No, thank you.
Okay. Anyway, as I was saying, Rick Allen, who's the one-armed drummer, and if it wasn't bad enough that Rick Allen lost his damn arm some years ago in a car accident, which is unfortunate in and of itself, but if you need to hold drumsticks and two arms with two hands and you lose one, you kind of effed.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong? Anyway, somehow Rick Allen stayed in the band. Now, if I'm Def Leppard, which I imagine is a multi-million-dollar enterprise, right? I'd be like, man, love you, Rick Allen, but kind of need a drummer with two arms, bro.
I wonder if there's some sort of protections against that. Like, can you fire someone for not if they have like a medical, you can't fire someone for like a health thing.
You can fire
someone in a band. It's not like you're working at IBM.
We fired some guy out of our band because he had long hair.
You were like the army or something. You didn't want guys with long hair.
Well, this was in the 80s. We were like, wanted to be like the romantics. When like some guy with long hair. He was old too. Anyway, Rick Allen suffered through.
Sorry, I'm having technical issues here.
You've been drunk all day.
That, you know what? That is a stereotype that you are perpetuating about Irish people drinking a lot.
You're not even Irish.
No, I'm not. Drunk. But you're saying like because it's St. Patrick's. Oh, I will say that Americans do tend to overconsume alcohol on St. Patrick's Day. That's true.
During the COVID coronavirus epidemic, I was drinking wine in the morning, left over from the night before on the desk on the bedside table, and I've sort of returned to that.
Really?
Habit. Well, a little bit because times are rough, man. Times are rough around here.
You know, I was thinking about cutting back on my alcohol consumption, and then I thought I've got so much other stuff going on that it seems like why take that on? But then drinking alcohol makes having all the other stuff that's going on even worse. So it's just a big shit show.
Right. Well, not as big as of a shit show as it is for Rick Allen, and not Rick Allen, the guy.
Well, he's in a shit show, too.
Not the guy accused of the Bolshoi murders. What is it? The
Delphi, Indiana.
Delphi murders.
He's in a shit show also.
Right. This is the Def Leppard Rick Allen, who some years ago lost his arm and somehow managed to stay with the band. Even though if I was the lead singer, pour some sugar on me, I'd say, sorry, brother, when you grow your second arm back, you can come back and play in the band. But right now, I need a drummer with two arms, okay? Sorry. But he stayed in the band somehow. I don't know.
Maybe he was the one who paid for all the rehearsal studio and stuff like that.
Nobody's paid. This is Def Leppard.
They're but he lost his arm before they were famous,
no,
right?
No, he didn't. Oh. He lost his arm well after they became well-known. Otherwise, nobody would give a damn about
it. I wasn't a huge Def Leppard fan. I was a huge Duran Duran fan, and those two did not cross over.
Anyway, cut to 2023. Rick Allen is standing outside the Four Seasons Hotel in Fort Lauderdale Beach, Florida. Who the fuck knew there was a Four Seasons in Fort Lauderdale? Anyway, Def Leppard's on tour, Fort Lauderdale, and he's outside smoking a cigarette. Now, let me just say, for the Four Seasons Hotel, you got a guy who lost his arm, a drummer who lost one of his arms, continued to play with Def Leppard for a couple of decades, successfully. Let this motherfucker have a cigarette inside. Don't do him the indignity.
Disagree.
Of sending him outside. First of all, how the fuck is he lighting that cigarette?
I
guess you can
put it
in
your mouth and light it, but I totally disagree. There could be somebody who's in that hotel who had lung cancer. Somebody who has asthma.
The man is a one-armed drummer.
So? You were talking about a person who has terrible asthma.
That trumps asthma.
COPD. I don't know. I don't know if losing an arm is
do me a favor. Tomorrow, I want you to tie your arm around your torso. Even your left arm. Try to walk around for the whole day. Sit down, try to pour some sugar on me behind the drum.
Okay, you take your fist, make a fist in front of your mouth and put like the little hole part of your thumb up against your mouth and try to breathe in. And you do that all day. And I bet you would gladly trade your arm for not having to breathe like that.
Are you describing our sexual activity? As I was saying, the lack of dignity that this poor Rick Allen has to endure, having to go outside in front of the Four Seasons to have a smoke. And I'll tell you what, if I lost my arm, I'd start smoking again too. I'd start smoking, drinking morning wine, drinking. You know, there's not an oxy I wouldn't be swallowing.
Okay.
I'd be the oxy 5, the acne medication.
Noxzema.
I'd be drinking oxy. Okay. So anyway, he's outside minding his own business, smoking a cigarette, when suddenly Max Edward Hartley, age 19, an Ohio resident visiting Florida, reportedly on spring break, a little bit early.
Yeah, but he's also, like, how old is he? 19? And he's staying at the Four Seasons?
Said he's staying at the Four Seasons, Heather.
I thought that's where happened.
Follow along with the story.
This is a long story.
Max Edward Hartley, 19, an Ohio resident visiting Florida, reportedly on spring break. Again, a little bit early because it's not quite spring yet. But that's par for the course with this guy, as you'll find out. This dude was arrested and charged with 2 counts of battery, 4 counts of criminal mischief, and abusing an elderly or disabled adult.
Oh, man. Did they
according
call
to Fort
him
Lauderdale,
elderly, too, on top of it?
Well, I mean, if you're over 55, I think that's elderly.
Oh, Jesus.
And you're approaching that age.
No, I'm years and years and years away from that age.
No, you are fast, quickly approaching that.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, your age and
no.
some of your behavior would belies that, but hey, according to a Fort Lauderdale police report, the 59-year-old Allen was smoking a cigarette outside the hotel when Hartley, who'd been hiding behind a pole. How do you hide behind a pole?
Because he was sneaking.
Charged toward Allen at full run, knocked him backwards to the ground. Allen struck his head on the pavement in the fall. And by fall, I don't mean in the fall, in the season fall, in the fall that he took.
Yeah, we know. In the tumble.
Yes. Because they say because they're talking about spring break. It's not spring. It's not the fall. When this dude came at him in full run, knocked him back, bashed his head on the ground, full smash. Police say a woman came out of the hotel to help Allen after seeing the incident, and also was knocked to the ground by Hartley. Now, Hartley's out of his fucking mind.
He's like on a tackling rampage.
He then grabbed the woman's hair. Dragged her back inside the hotel.
Did they call her elderly also? Did they give her age?
No mention of this woman's age.
Okay. He dragged her by the hair into the hotel?
Though that reminds me, I have to digress for a moment here. When you said that, my mom was once in a late model Chevrolet driving home from work at Liggett's drugstore. This was in the late 70s. And the driver's side door wouldn't stay closed. I'm sure it was an easy repair. Nobody bothered to do it. So you had to either hold the door closed while driving with one hand, one arm, like a Rick Allen style drive.
Oh my God.
Sometimes it was jimmied with one of those cords. What do you call those?
Like a bungee?
Bungee cord.
Did they have bungee cords back then?
No, I think they used...
probably a rope.
I think they might have used rope, shoelace, a ribbon, whatever was handy. But at this particular juncture, wasn't jerry-rigged. And my mom was just like, fuck it, I'll hold this damn thing closed while I drive home. Came around a turn, okay? What do you think happened? This woman fell out of the car.
Yeah.
Car went up over an embankment, stopped. Fortunately for her, she wasn't going at a high rate of speed. But the reason I bring this up is the thing that she was most concerned with, because the newspaper got a hold of it, was them not reporting her age. That was her only concern.
Oh, she didn't want them to report her age?
Yeah. Which they did, and she was mortified.
Oh, man. And she was probably, like, how old?
At that time, I think
35?
She was in... 35? No. This was in the late 70s. I think she was in her late 40s, maybe mid to late 40s, but she didn't want to. My mother had a firm rule. At a certain age, she said, no more photos. Of course, there was, very few cameras around at the time, but she said, I do not want my photo taken.
Right.
No more. So at a certain point...
I'm going to be like that. I'm going to be like Greta Garbo. All right, go back to Rick Allen.
Where was I?
And the lady being dragged into the hotel by her hair.
Yes. Woman came out to help Allen after seeing the incident, is also knocked to the ground by Hartley. And then he grabbed the woman by her hair, dragged her back inside the hotel. Hartley was arrested after he ran to another nearby hotel where he allegedly damaged a number of cars in a parking garage. So let's recap. This fellow, Hartley, 19, on spring break, way too early, runs up on Rick Allen, one-armed drummer of Def Leppard, who is innocently smoking a cigarette, a one-armed cigarette, outside the Four Seasons Hotel, gets bashed at full run, knocked to the ground, bashes his head on the pavement. Woman comes out to help. Hartley, 19, on spring break, grabs her by the hair, drags her back into the hotel, takes off to another hotel where he damages a number of cars in a parking garage, presumably with his foot. Who knows what he was using? Garbage can, stick, brick, right?
Could be anything.
After the charges were filed, guess what happened? When he was arrested and the charges were filed, guess what happened, Heather?
Let me guess, it's in Florida, so they elected him to the United States House of Representatives.
Close.
What?
This motherfucker, who knocked down a national treasure, Def Leppard drummer, one-armed Rick Allen.
He dragged a woman by her hair.
Hair. Yes. Have you been dragged by your hair?
Never.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
It shouldn't. But go
women
on.
Women are always pulling hair in fights. Why is that? Men never pull hair.
I don't.
And well, it's a great advantage. It's a great tool.
Someone pulled my hair. Actually, somebody pulled my hair in a fight once. It was at a karaoke place, and this girl accused my friend of stealing her song and was, like, throwing things at her. And so we were leaving, and I went over, and I was like, she did not steal your song. And this woman, she was, like, skinny, like a model, and sprang from the inside of the booth. She was against the wall, and I was at the edge of the table, sprang over her three friends, grabbed me by the hair, and yanked my head down. And I just said, ow, 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 ow. And then I don't know how she let go of my hair, but then I told her she had ugly pants. I remember they were purple. Go on.
That story,
then I ran like hell.
That story not only annoyed me, but it aroused me slightly. So let me just, now let me, since you digressed, let me just do a little.
I told a 30-second story, and you're annoyed?
Bit.
This story of yours is going on like 3 hours.
Let me just do a little bit of recap. Def Leppard was in Florida for a concert with Motley Crue at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Okay? Allen. Rick Allen. Not to be confused with Rick Allen from the El Delphi murder. Rick Allen, one-armed drummer, Def Leppard, lost his arm as a result of a 1984 automobile accident. He subsequently retaught himself to play the drums, Heather, with just one, with his right arm and both feet, using a custom-built kit, and has remained Def Leppard's drummer ever since. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band has also sold more than 35.5 million albums in the U.S. alone, including this diamond-certified 10 million sellers, Pyromania and Hysteria. Two things that you exhibit when you've had too much to drink.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm gonna exhibit those in about 5 seconds if you don't get on with this story and tell me what happened to not Rick Allen, the other one.
You forgot his name
already. Yeah, because you told it to me like...
Hartley.
Like an hour ago.
Hartley, 19, on spring break. A little bit early, but he's there. Charges after him. Knocks him to the ground. His head bashes against the pavement. Woman comes out to help. He grabs the woman by the hair, pulls her back into the hotel. By her hair. She says, you got nice pants. He doesn't give a fuck. He runs to another hotel to hide from the police who are in pursuit. Damages several cars in a parking garage. Is finally subdued and arrested. Guess what happens then?
He's not elected to the House of Representatives. He is given a medal by Governor DeSantis.
That is correct. You've recently been looking into getting me a penis implant.
Not true.
Well, it is true, but if that's your game and your story and you're sticking to it, okay, fine. You haven't been researching how to get an implant to increase my penis size.
Okay.
Fine, Heather, you haven't.
Okay.
But
good. We agree.
Yeah, but you have. But anyway, and I keep saying to you, I think my penis size is fine. And you're like, let me just find out how we can do this for you. It's for you, Frank, not for me. And I'm like, okay, I don't need a bigger penis. Anyway, reason I bring this up, Heather, there's a guy named Matt who's a contractor in the Western U.S.
Okay, there's probably 50 million guys named Matt who are contractors in the Western U.S. So,
well, I read this
Probably they're not going to, if this is about a penis implant, they're not going to give his last name.
Right, they don't show, they just, right. In this article, they just show him from behind.
Okay.
And this was in an article in The Insider. And so he discovered pneuma, PENUMA, which is a silicone penile implant.
Ooh.
That's surgically inserted just under the skin of the penis shaft. Via an online search, he found this. Now, the implant increases both flaccid length and flaccid and erect girth.
Okay.
You're always talking about my flaccid and erect girth. You're like, what's up with your flaccid and... Just yesterday, you said, what's up with your flaccid and erect girth? I said, boy, that came out of nowhere.
It makes it bigger all over.
Well, it helps straighten out penises with mild to moderate curvature.
What's that called? There's that commercial on TV about that.
That's called...
Peyronie's?
Peyronie's disease, yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Well, you know, some men... That happens after you break. Sometimes men can break their penis.
Oh my god!
Which is a very painful.
Not
awful. I don't know anything about it, but it can be very painful.
God, crack! All right. So what happened?
So anyway, this guy didn't like the curve in his penis, and he worried it might be hurting his girlfriend's might be hurting his girlfriend during sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And likely story. Anyway, he flew to Los Angeles to have Penuma implanted by its inventor, a fellow named Dr. James Elist. And the outpatient procedure took 45 to 60 minutes, cost $18,000.
God,
not damn. Covered by his insurance.
Of course not.
And in the weeks following the surgery, Matt... who I mentioned is a contractor in his 40s, lives in the western U.S. As you point out, many guys can fit that description, Heather. But you just got to look for a guy with a curved-ass penis. Anyway, he began to experience excruciating pain and swelling, followed by a seroma.
Oh, he got an infection?
Fluid collecting under the skin.
He got an infection from the surgery?
He got a seroma, which is fluid under the skin, which I think his girlfriend might like.
Oh, my God.
The extra. Anyway, his penis ultimately ended up being curved even worse than before.
Oh, no.
Like an orange peel in the sun.
So when he goes to pee, it shoots him right in the face.
It's all over. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
one. Does it shoot him in the face or does it shoot him like in behind?
It's like when you're.
He doesn't need a bidet.
It's like when you're holding onto a hose and you let it go and it starts flipping and flopping all over the place. You can't predict where it might end up.
Oh,
that's a hard part about peeing with
dangly bits.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes. That's why I always, out of courtesy,
you sit down.
No, I don't want to do that. That make me feel feminine.
You go in the yard like a dog. Lift your leg.
Yeah, you don't like. You often say, Frank, that makes you look effeminate when I do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I would not do. But what I will do is I will wipe up the surrounding area.
Oh, my God.
In case of any... That's why you'll never find droplets.
Let me ask you more about Matt. Is he suing? Did he lose his penis?
Well, he says it ended up like an orange peel in the sun.
God.
And... Matt requested anonymity.
That's really specific.
Yes.
Orange peel in the sun.
Yes. I'm trying to think of what kind of...
What does that mean?
How I would describe my penis. My penis looks like... I don't even know. It's not curved at all.
Oh, my God. All right. I want to hear about Matt.
I would think a curved penis is really hard to deal with. I knew a girl once a long time ago whose boyfriend she was talking about had a really, really curved penis. And it was just disturbing. So I would imagine that's a hard thing to live with. But anyway, this guy requested anonymity, and given the sensitive nature of the surgery and his concerns about possible legal action from the doctor, he said, I had to push it into the toilet to go pee. I guess he did sit down. He shared his...
That tells me it was going up in his face.
Yeah, probably. Matt... shared his experience with the insider for a larger story about the implant and its effects, which is based on an interview with 13 other dudes did this. Matt previously told the insider that after the surgery, he followed Elist's strict orders, no sex, no masturbation, and using a compression wrap that fits snugly around the penis. That sounds like what you demand of me around here. Those are the exact same things that you did.
A compression wrap.
His girlfriend, a registered nurse,
would
confirmed.
Would that feel good? A compression wrap?
I can safely say that it doesn't. I know
okay.
that from experience. I've tried it.
Hmm.
His girlfriend, a registered nurse, confirms the insider that she double-checked his work. I don't know what that means.
The doctor's work. Double-checked his work, wrapping it up?
Yeah, compression,
yeah. Okay.
When I get random erections at night, the blood flow combined with the additional fluid swelling is overwhelmingly painful. Well, then don't get an erection at night. Keep your mind out of the gutter. The painful swelling did not go away, Matt said. 5 months later, in February 2020, a couple years ago, he returned to Elyse's office to have him remove the implant.
Oh, my. Is he suing this guy?
But new complications arose.
Oh, no. The twists and turns this story takes.
At the time, the doctor was using a COVIDian polyester mesh to hold the implant in place. I don't know what the hell that is. The newest generation of Petuma no longer requires it. Oh, man. Why didn't this doctor perfect this fucking thing before he's put in some guy's
This guy needs to
penis.
Lose his license.
As a result of the mesh, scar tissue has formed over his penis. This guy's going to have the ugliest, gnarliest.
Yeah, it's going to be like Donald Trump's.
Oh, man. Like,
gnarled,
imagine
mangled.
A scarred, shriveled orange peel, Heather.
That's like Donald Trump.
You think you got it bad? I'm not bringing a scar tissue, shriveled fruit peel to the table. So, but after all is said and done, Matt says it now looks okay after multiple correctional procedures.
Oh God!
It's like multiple surgeries. It's like a root. This dude had a root canal on his dick.
Ugh.
He says, it looks like it's finally back to normal and it works great now.
That's what he says.
But it took a fortune and years of despair to get here. I can relate to that.
You know, the great irony is that if he had left it looking like that weird orange peel, he might have been able to parlay that into some financial gain for him, because I'm thinking that I might pay to go see like a selection of erectile oddities.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a traveling circus kind of situation.
A dick freak show.
Yeah.
I'd call it freaky dicky.
Happy Frank's Patrick's Day, everyone.
Absolutement. Ciao.
This is not very good podcast content.